Time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear potentially some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
I'm going to give you something to drink now. Yes, I am joining all of you from the Bermuda Triangle base on the Isle of Enchantment. I am here in Puerto Rico. My producer Sam the Animal Steel is manning the flagship at Asheville, North Carolina. News Radio 570 WWNC, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Wright's Coin Shop, of course, responsible for keeping this program on the air. And Shelley, what's new and exciting and just chilling? What would give people goosebumps right now if they knew it were happening at Wright's Coin Shop?
What would they know? Well, you know, I can't really say it. Just got to show it to them. They got to come in and find out. That's it. They just have to come in.
So I built it up so much that now when people walk in, you're just going to, you know, basically flash them, because there's nothing that you
No, I'm not going to flash them. No, I was actually thinking about flashing Sam
It
being his one-year anniversary, because, you know, I didn't bring him any pastries or anything.
Pasties. She brought me pasties.
Well, so, nothing wrong with that.
But, you know, every day there's something different at the shop. Every day we put new things out, new people come in. It's always fun. It's always different. And you have to listen to find out what's going on, because you never know what we're going to be talking about.
Do you have any kroners in the shop?
Kroners?
Mm-hmm. Swedish?
No, not right now.
Just curious.
I
had no idea what that was either.
King Gustav would be on the kroner, Joshua.
But we have earlier this week.
Oh, there you go.
So you never know. See, you never know what we're going to have.
So Shelley, you know, one thing that we like telling people is that you guys are the point of contact for Speaking of Strange. And, you know, folks come into your shop from around the country, and it's funny because some of those people, they formulate an Asheville vacation, and they're like, I want to go to the Biltmore House, I want to stay at the Grove Park Inn, I want to take the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours, I want to eat at Barley's Tap Room and Pizzeria, I want to go to Wright's Coin Shop. I mean, it's like the right there on the list of things that people actually put on their vacation plan is, I want to go to Wright's Coin Shop and walk in and meet Shelley Wright and see everything inside. And, of course, what we always tell people to make sure they understand is that Wright's Coin Shop is not part of some big conglomerate or franchise. This is a business that was started by your family over 40 years ago.
Right.
And when people come in there, they are actually talking to real people who are not working on commission. And if they want to just talk, fine. If they want to buy things, you don't have to be rich. 20, 30 bucks, you can get started.
True. And one thing that I don't really know if the listeners understand, my dad is actually a legend in the coin business. Everybody knows my dad. So, you know, we keep telling him he needs to write that book, that tell-all book. But everybody knows him. everybody, and everybody asks about him that knows anything about coins when they come in. So not only do we have the oldest coin shop, but he really is a legend.
And of course, well, your dad was a police officer for many years, for one thing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And
so
then
then
he started the coin shop from there.
Yeah. So a man with many stories of adventure to tell, and not to mention just the crazy stuff that unpredictable, spontaneous stuff that just comes flowing through the door of Wright's Coin Shop.
Every day. Yeah. It was like the Wild West then, and it kind of still is.
So for people who are listening, we just talked all last hour about Sam. If there are people who are listening who don't know really anything about gold and silver or buying coinage or any of that stuff, all you have to do is go to speakingofstrange.com, and you'll find a link, a big, nice, prominent banner there to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. You'll see a picture of Shelley there, a map, directions to the place. But for folks who are not online, tell us how they can find you and how they can call you wherever they may be.
They can call us at 828-298-5402, or they can come see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. Big, long road. On one end, it leads you right to Biltmore Estate. On the other end, you cross the intersection, and it leads you to the airport. Very, very long road.
Yeah, and so it's easy to get there. It's in a popular high-traffic area, 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. Or, again, we want to make sure that everybody listening to this show has the number 828-298-5402. And, you may see, infomercials and stuff where people are trying to sell you gold and silver or some kind of coinage. Don't trust that stuff. The reason that Wright's Coin Shop has been in business for over 40 years is because you provide quality service, and people want to come back to you again and again because you give them good advice and they can trust what you tell them.
Definitely.
And now, Shelley, on any given day, how many people in terms of staff, not customers, how many people are working inside the shop?
Probably four or five.
Okay. And how many bathrooms do you have there?
We have one.
Okay. Now, that brings me to my next question.
Right.
Four or five people, you're all having lunch at the same time.
Right.
Has there ever been an occasion where you have used the bathroom in your pants, Shelley?
No.
Never?
No.
Not even just a little?
No.
Okay.
I have the bladder of a camel.
She's
I can lying. Hold it all day long.
I don't think we were talking about bladders, Shelley.
No. Have you ever taken a dump in your pants?
Never.
Because I know that, I don't expect you to come on the radio and admit that to everybody, but that is kind of hard to believe. That there's one bathroom with all you people, there's a bunch of dudes there. I mean, who gets dibs on the bathroom?
We just make a run for it. Sometimes you have to wait in line. Sometimes dad's knocking on the door. Hurry up. Yeah, it's just the one.
So have you ever, you kept a little roll of toilet paper in your purse and just run out behind the building and done your business because you couldn't get into the bathroom?
No, and there is no behind the building, or at least there wasn't until just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. You just had to be patient and wait your turn.
I don't know, Shelley. I detect that maybe there's an incident or two that you're just not telling us about
here. I'm thinking that it's guys that go and, that crap in their pants. Girls just usually don't do that unless there's a story on Speaking of Strange.
That's when
you hear about it.
Well, yeah, I do have a story about a girl crapping her pants. But I will tell you that it's funny that you say that, Shelley, because I have heard that before, that men are more apt to crap their pants than women are. Now, Sam, do you have an explanation for this?
Well, I mean, guys typically we're more animalistic and we're grosser.
For some reason, they think it is socially acceptable, and it's not.
Have you ever, to turn the tables, have you ever had a close call, especially being in a what amounts to a third world country that you're
me?
In? Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
What? Me, myself, and I?
You ever done the pucker, the penguin
of
shuffle?
Of course I've crapped my pants. Of course I have.
Oops, I crapped my pants.
I've never crapped my pants in Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico, it's kind of funny. It's not a third world country. There's a Walmart down the road and a Krispy Kreme donut.
That doesn't make it a third world country at all.
But let me go ahead, however, and say that the last time I crapped my pants, which was the most prominent time, there was a good reason for it. And it was that I was doing a remote investigation, and I was in a very secluded area, and there was a stream nearby, so I realized this was the appropriate place to go, and, I was going to...
You actually utilized a piece of nature.
Exactly.
Oh,
just
wow.
like all of our ancestors, the genes are ingrained thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years of how to do this. So I go out to the riverbank or the stream bank, and I, pull my pants down, and I'm right there on the bank, and everything's going according to plan. And probably like 5 seconds before I was going to fulfill the deed, the entire bank collapsed. And it was one of the worst experiences I've ever had. Because the bank was, it was like 1 minute I was on terra firma. The next minute I was like the lady who fell through the manhole. And obviously, not only did I crap my pants, but I crapped a lot of things in nature. And I'm just laying there in the water. And I felt so filthy. And it was kind of like that, God had just like, smacked me around that day. And it was not a good, memory.
No, but
let's move on.
But it's a great story.
Yes.
It's a great because I think we should just talk the entire Dark 30 Hour and share stories about close calls. That should just be.
I thought he was going to say, I was doing an investigation and I got scared.
A ghost never scared the literal audio.
Crap out of them. I know. I really never.
It was having the rug of terra firma pulled out from underneath me at the precise moment.
Did you get the heat sweats and I thought you were on peyote?
Yeah.
You saw colors?
I've never gotten over it. Okay, well, when we come back, I have a story here about a woman who did this, and it's a very interesting story. She's not... surprisingly in Florida. And then I have a story here about what happened to a man with his adult diaper. And also a story about a woman also in Florida who was in her undies and she was described in the media as hot. My goodness, how the time flies when we're having fun. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and we'll dig into these stories when we come back right here on Speaking of Strange.
Sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. Neighborhood was changing. Stranger.
the Dark 30 Hour here on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And let me remind you now, Dark 30 means this is stuff not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out if you don't want to hear some of the more outrageous and usually sordid and seedy stuff that you don't hear so much about the rest of the time in the mainstream news. I will also tell you that if you go right now to joshuapwarren.com, there is no period after the P. If you go to joshuapwarren.com and you click the link to news or the special curiosity shop, you will see that I have still some of my Sedona Power Pack left in our batch number 2. And this is a set that has the most incredible pendulum that I've ever used, because it has a base that includes neodymium magnets as well as a coil, and this thing is amazing. You can watch the video and see it. I have a really cool pendant that comes with the set, Tibetan emos, instant meditation orbs, all kinds of neat stuff. Go to joshuapwarren.com. Again, no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. And then you can just go to the news section or the curiosity shop and be sure to check out the Gallery of the Strange while you're there. We were talking before the break about, well, crapping your pants, and I was about to bring up this news story, but first off, you know, during the break, we got into an off-air discussion about the fact that in Asian countries, especially Japan, panties that have skid marks in them are going for a lot of money, and you seem to keep your finger on the pulse of this marketplace, Sam.
Well, you know, I don't want to go too deep into this, but, yeah, I mean, not too long ago, had to do a little investigative journalism and find out, much like a storm, what was that dude's name, the investigative reporter Stone Phillips, what was going on in the Asian panty market. And it turns out that there are lots of people out there who want your panties, Shelley. And they want your panties if they were worn once. They want them even more if you wore them for a week. And they want them even more if there's foreign things happening. And they'll pay, I mean, the average price, you're looking at between $300 to $500 a pair.
Holy crap!
Mm-hmm. All for just being a dirty, filthy pig.
Well, see, I would not have believed you, except that, you know, I know you very well, and, you know, we know how to Google. But I have this friend who had a roommate who would sell her panties to these rich Japanese businessmen, and she didn't have any other job. She was able to pay her rent by selling
her panties. Josh, as much as you like
panties.
To sell and promote yourself, I'm surprised that on speakingofstrange.com, you don't have your Hanes Tidy Whiteys up in the shop there. You don't be like, well, these are the Tidy Whiteys I wore at Arecibo.
I'm saving those for when I really need it, though. You know what I mean? It's like, that's the ace in the hole. I mean,
the retirement
when,
fund.
Yeah. When everything is broken down and it's like, okay, the rent's 5 months overdue, and that's when I start selling the crappy underwear.
Okay, I mean, you gotta have an investment plan, you know.
Yeah, I guess with guys, it's just, you know, the crappy underwear. With the girls,
well,
it's not.
Okay, well, Sam, let me ask you this: do you know enough about this market that you could act as a broker? Meaning that if anybody's listening who is, you know, we'll say attractive, who has some dirty, filthy underwear, and they have no idea how to get tap into this market, could they get in touch with you and you would
I'm
help?
I'm going to say no on this one.
Okay.
I don't need unsolicited, soiled undergarments being parceled to Western North Carolina. It just doesn't...
I remember the story you were telling. God, it's been a few months ago. It was... your car, didn't you, like...
Yes, I found... Remember that we were going to give the panties away as a prize, and they're still as of unclaimed, Josh.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah,
Remember, I found the panties in my car.
He did.
And I didn't know whose they were. And it was like, you always hear about guys being like, honey, I didn't know whose panties are... they magically appeared. Didn't know whose panties they were.
Yeah.
They were cute,
well,
too. They...
I did write a booklet called, you know, Put This By Your Toilet. And
where did this just go?
And Get Rich Being Psychic in 2 weeks. I see this beautifully dovetailing with the crappy panty market. So for all of you listening out there who are in arrears on your bills, I just want you to know there is hope. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's a long, dark tunnel.
You just got to get your hustle on, you know?
You're welcome, audience. This is how you can pull yourself up from the sludge, from the from the muck, from the sewage of poverty to skyrocket on that wealth train. But
from,
here's the
from
actual
Skid Row
news story.
To the mansions.
Believe it or not, there is a news story that inspired this whole discussion. It comes from Jensen Beach, Florida. The headline is, Woman Calls Deputy God Almighty Before Stink Bomb Drops. And I was like, huh? Okay, a 47-year-old woman got pulled over after driving her Trailblazer, her Chevy Trailblazer, erratically. And when the deputy came up and started talking to her, she kept referring to the deputy as God Almighty. So the woman said she was coming from work, and the deputy asked, well, where do you work? And she said, quote, God Almighty, I don't know. Someplace boring with file cabinets. And the woman smelled of booze. And so he said, how much have you had to drink? And the woman said, quote, God Almighty, I only had 2 beers, end quote. This almost sounds like a joke, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So the deputy explained that he needed to do some sobriety tests. And the woman says, quote, the deputy says, quote, I assured the lady I was not God Almighty. I told her my name was Deputy Coutte, end quote. So he asked the woman to step out of the car, and that's when the woman said, quote, God Almighty, I have just pooped my pants. I dropped a full load, end quote.
Wait, the cop said this or the lady?
The lady.
Okay. The lady did.
The cop.
Yeah. So she was taken to jail and given a shower. Sometimes you read these stories and you're just like, you're waiting for it to take on some form, some meaning, and they don't. That's why we read them.
You know, I mean, that's why the back of most cop cars, they have a removable seat and they are hose outable to get any blood and or other substances out of the car easily. Like, you just hose it out. If you've ever been, you'll see, like, the back of cop cars, a lot of them are molded plastic.
Fortunately, I've never been in one. Well, I hope to keep it that way. In the UK, here's a story. A man visited a grocery store wearing nothing but a smile and an adult diaper. And that did it because he, quote, had that Saturday feeling, end quote. They asked him to leave the store. Some people said that, you know, it looked like maybe he had been physically removed. It was not a stunt. It seemed to be, a legitimate scenario. And the spokesperson for the grocery store said, we kindly asked the man to leave because some of our customers were offended by his wardrobe, but he left without any problems, end quote. Shelley, in all your years at Wright's Coin Shop, has there ever been a time when anybody came in wearing something that you felt was a little outrageous or inappropriate?
About the only outrageous is, you know, it is nothing like what your story was. Pajama bottoms. That's it.
But not just pajama bottoms. They had other clothes on, too.
Oh, yes. They did have other clothes on, yes. But yeah, nothing outrageous like this guy.
Okay.
And they better not.
All right. When we come back, I have another story from, of course, Florida. And it's about a woman and her undies, but she is considered or referred to as a hot woman. We'll get into that. Also, I have a really weird, messed up story about a dominatrix who is parading around and operating as a Nazi whipping men. Well, that makes sense. Gosh, a good stack of stories. We'll see how many we can get through. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop on Speaking of Strange.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't want to play no more with you. It's true.
The Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Thanks for spending your evening with us. We are deep into safe harbor, and that means that you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Some of the more sordid and seedy stuff that we save for those who want to hear it late on a Saturday night, and not meant for... Well, anybody else, really. So keep that in mind. You've been warned. I also want to make sure you understand tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. The number to Wright's is 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. If you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to Wright's, and you'll find information on the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the home, which happens to be the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price, guaranteed. Now, I mean in the world. So be sure to go there to either sunshinesimple.com or speakingofstrange.com and check out all the links we have for you to cool stuff. And anything that you participate in along those lines supports this show. And unfortunately, some people, like producer Sam Still, Mr. Holier Than Thou, with his art exhibit, during the break.
I did not schedule that.
If I offered to send Sam a filthy pair of my underwear.
How could anyone refuse that?
And Shelly was 98% there to give him a pair of her dirty underwear.
His imagination.
My suggestion was we put that with a dirty pair of his underwear, and we frame it in like a nice $500 frame with black velvet, and we auction it off, and all the money goes to charity. And Sam the Animal says, oh, my event's too good for that. I've got too much more important stuff going on.
Shelly, Is that what went down?
No, it was, I've got too much to do. Can't do anymore. I got too much on me.
I'm curating an art show, my first ever. Sorry, I don't want to hang your Fruit of the Looms on the wall.
I'm saving you trouble. This is one less thing you have to make because it'll be a beautiful underwear array for a good cause, and that's good karma. Well, look, hey, Sam, just think about it.
All right,
just
we'll do. Okay. Next.
Okay, here's a story from Fort Pierce, Florida. Headline, hot woman drives in only undies. It says here, shortly before 11 p.m., police spotted a Volkswagen driving on Seaway Drive without the headlights on. They stopped it and found a 23-year-old woman. She was sweating. Her pupils were dilated, and she was not wearing any clothing. Police asked her to get out. Of course they did. She put on a sweatshirt, and the affidavit says, according to cops, as she exited, I could tell she was only wearing her underwear. She denied boozing, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I could go on, but you get the picture. They took her in, and it seems like she got treated very, very well by the cops. Now, interesting how some cop stories are, oh, the brutality, and other cop stories, oh, she was very respectfully treated. Here's a story from Holland, Sam the Animal's old stomping grounds, not to mention the homestead of our buddy Rob from Holland. Dutch banker fired after she is exposed as a dominatrix prostitute who described herself as a high-class nymphomaniac and earned 10,000 euro a week dressing up as a Nazi and whipping men. So it says this 46-year-old had worked at the Central Bank of the Netherlands for 8 years, but for the past six, she has been offering her sexual services at more than $800 an hour.
God!
Well, you got to blow off some steam somehow.
Those costumes aren't cheap, Josh.
No, they're not.
They're not.
And you gotta have
the shoes. Well, I know what Nazi costumes go for.
A skirt with a swastika on it.
For the crafty lady in your life, it's a little project.
She describes her greatest passion as, quote, raunchy, kinky sex with wild strangers and naughty men. And it says here, you know, as you would imagine, that she would take these men into various secluded areas, put on her Nazi garb, and just beat them into ecstasy.
where was this again?
This was in Holland.
Oh, right. Okay.
Which, you know, Holland, Switzerland, all those places had a lot of Nazis in them, in my opinion. Okay. Next story. Listen to this one. Speaking of that area, here's the headline. Dentist was trying. Oh, actually, I'm not going to read the headline. Let me rephrase
wah,
this. Okay.
Wah.
Yeah, a dentist removed all of a patient's teeth in Germany in order to, quote, cure his erectile dysfunction, end quote. Dentist now being ordered to pay $30,000 compensation. They say this dentist pulled out literally all the man's teeth over 4 weeks in Munich. And this man, the victim, believed these operations would help him regain his virility. The dentist who pulled out the man's teeth has been ordered to pay this compensation. He was known as a healer with self-help healing capabilities he was trying to transfer to his patients. And he was telling his patients that they had a negative life force and that if you removed the teeth, it would remove that. And sure enough, this guy fell for it. So what's that, Shelley?
I was going to say I don't think healers use pliers.
Not usually.
No.
And in this particular case, I doubt that the guy who had his teeth pulled out is experiencing any more solidity than he was before.
I'm not thinking that he's feeling very sexy at this point.
Well, here's the question. Let's say if it was legitimate, right? and you had erectile dysfunction, would you consider getting all your teeth pulled out to cure that, knowing that you could get dentures, but maybe you'd never get a full-on good one again?
Don't they have pills for that?
Well, I'm saying,
I mean,
it's a hypothetical, Shelley.
You lose your teeth.
It's a hypothetical. I was asking him if he would get his teeth pulled in order to salvage his limp noodle.
See, I'm not even a guy, and I would have said, go for the pills.
The pills don't exist.
I bet they
Sorry.
Sam, yeah. I understand exactly what you're saying. It is a hypothetical question.
Yes, it was.
And I will say that the answer to that hypothetical question is hell yes.
What?
You tell me if the science is there and this
the
is
science
like
the, is there?
Well, yes, you know, this is the norm. I mean, you know that you can have your teeth pulled out, which, you know, they're going to get all nasty and crusty.
They're pretty
and
good at that.
You brush
anyway.
Them?
That's not true, Shelley. Some of us are born with not great genetics.
Some people don't. I understand that.
But it's like, you know, you can get fake teeth. You can't easily get a fake. In this scenario, this hypothetical, you can't easily get a fake, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you can get it if you get your teeth pulled out.
Yeah, use your imagination, Shelley. Think
God.
If you were a man.
We're on the great space coaster of imagination over here.
Yeah, we're like soaring on the surfboard
wings,
with
the
old guy
eagles.
On the internet through the Milky Way.
Of erection
and
eagles.
We're on the erectional Milky Way. And, yeah, of course, you know, it's like, who cares about teeth? You know, teeth are a pain in the ass anyway. Who wants to have to brush?
I am fond of teeth.
Well, are you fond of erections?
Booyah! Oh, man. Okay. And next story,
moving on.
Before the clock gets us, this is closer to home. Madison, Tennessee. A group of Tennessee developers blocked from building a sex club next to a Christian school have found a loophole allowing them to relabel the club as a church. It says all the reports show the developers fought for months to open the swingers club. It's near Nashville, about 8 miles away. And it says here they have realized that, sure enough, there is a way to do this as a church. And they say they have a room once labeled as a sex dungeon. It's now called a choir room. A former game room is now the fellowship hall, and everything is going according to plan. And so they say amen to that. When we come back, I will read you the last three stories I have saved for tonight's program. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange.
Good to see you, baby. It's been a long, long while. We're both a whole lot older and seen a lot of miles. But things are really different now since the good old days. And you've been in some trouble since we went our separate ways. We'll have to say hello maybe some other time instead. Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Somebody spread the rumor that you had lost your life. At least that's the way I heard it, and what I told my wife. Now here you showing up again, and talk is getting around. And I can see that one of us will have to leave this town. If you think that I want trouble, then you're crazy in your head. Cause you're wanted by the police, and my wife thinks you're dead.
Yeah, we're in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. It's called the Dark 30 Hour. And so, once again, here's a warning. This is not for the kids, not for the easily offended. Tune out now if you don't want to hear of that kind of material. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. There is a link at Wright's Coin Shop. There's a link at speakingofstrange.com to Wright's Coin Shop. And also, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to my big event coming up on Sunday, July 19th, 2015 in Asheville. If you're going to do it, trust me, you better buy your ticket now because they are selling quickly. Also, programming note, as I said earlier in the show, I am now catching an airplane in a couple days, and I'm going to be flying over a range of thousands of miles working on a variety of research and TV projects. And so our schedule for May is going to be a little wishy-washy and up in the air. I can tell you for certain that next Saturday we'll either have a best of or a ball game. We'll see how the ball game schedule turns out. So bear with us through the month of May because, you know, we're all going to be busy. And as I tell people, one of the reasons I think that you enjoy this program is because I don't just sit there every day and do nothing but radio. I get out and do other things and then come back and bring the content to you so I have something cool to talk about. So here are the last three stories of the night. The first one is from Melbourne, Florida. A man in Melbourne, Florida, allegedly high on a synthetic drug, is accused of attacking a police officer and repeatedly declaring himself to be God after having sex with a tree. 40-year-old man was arrested after witnesses reported a naked man running through their neighborhood and performing this sexual act on a tree. An officer found the man wearing blue jeans and a T-shirt. He was very aggressive. When they got close to him, he shouted, "I am God," and he referred to himself as Thor. That was the God he was talking about. They took him into custody. They think the man may have been on Fleka, which we've talked about before. But having sex with a tree, now that just sounds painful as hell, doesn't
it? A question, though. Did he bust a knot?
That's why we keep you around, Sam. That was good. All I can tell you is that trees to me seem, well, hard and rough and uncomfortable and unforgiving, and
like
I don't want
marriage.
Them. Waka waka, but you're on a roll, dude.
Thanks. It is.
Okay, next story. Now this on its own is just gross, but it kind of leads us into the last story of the night. The scientists have created a cheese made from the human bacteria taken from toes and belly buttons.
Why?
They say cheese is known for its stinky odor, but cheeses at one exhibit at the Science Gallery Dublin include a very smelly source. They have gone as so far not to just do the toes and the belly button and the mouth, but even armpits. They have taken literal samples of this bacteria from different people, and they have put it into petri dishes, and they have nurtured it, and they have literally created cheeses with this, which certain people are eating, and some people are saying they think it tastes good.
Smegma fondue.
That is very much what it's like. And so I read this horrible, disgusting story, and I thought it made a nice tie-in to this story. Obviously, we're broadcasting out of Asheville, North Carolina, which is known as Beer City. And it turns out that if you thought Asheville was innovative and cutting edge, well, now a company, apparently here in the UK, has literally brewed beer out of human urine. They say, would you slurp down a pint of golden frothy liquid, which had already passed through someone else's body? Well, okay, you know what's funny is that I said it was from the UK. The story's from the UK. The brewing company is in Oregon, which maybe, yeah. So this is an American company. An Oregon brewing company is making an alarmingly yellow-looking beer out of other people's wee and poo. Local firm Clean Water Services makes drinkable water out of sewage.
Yeah, it was, Bill Gates was drinking that on that video, was he not? He invested in that company?
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Ew, I don't like Bill Gates anymore. It says here, this week, local health authorities cleared the firm to send these recycled sewage beers. It says here that it's clean, it's tasty. The resulting fizz will be served at company events.
Okay, I want to know what this is so I never accidentally drink it.
Don't go to Oregon. And that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Steele, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in next week for a best of you are commanded!